Having power means being able to get what you want. That can be positive, something for you, or negative, stopping something from happening. So how does it work in Australia? Who has it? And how is it constrained? Hello, I'm Richard Adey. Over the next 4 weeks, that's what we look at on Who Runs This Place. We go to the top.
A Prime Minister has to be across the workings of the government in the broadest sense, has to have a clear sense of priorities and be able to convey those priorities to colleagues and to the public and to stakeholders. A Prime Minister has to be able to switch from being in a National Security Committee meeting to going to a meeting of the federal executive, let's say of the Liberal Party, has to be able to then switch potentially to a community engagement.
We find out how power works differently in different parts of the country.
Think about power in Adelaide. It's different from, say, Sydney, where people are brash and in your face, you know, where you've got fights being played out in public. Adelaide's not a city that ever has fights. It's more of the city of the quiet word and the network. I know him, I'll give him a ring and we'll just sort that out.
I tell you, the most amusing part of observing people in public life today is to see how people who are otherwise very powerful sort of melt as soon as they step into the AFL environment. They become kids again when they sort of want to sidle up to club CEOs, coaches, captains, best players. In fact, I've seen more politicians lose their dignity at football functions before they've even touched a drop of alcohol than they have in any other setting.
And sometimes, often, the powerful won't talk to us. Prime Minister?
No.
Governor of the RBA?
No.
Australian Hotels Association?
No.
What about in South Australia?
No luck there too.
What about the Tasmanian Hospitality Association?
Almost had the CEO, Steve Old, on, but he bailed at the last minute because he was concerned it was predominantly about pokies.
What about Federal Group?
No.
What about Clubs New South Wales?
Not at all.
This is the thing, when you are enormously successful at getting your way, it's not something you want to advertise. The most effective lobbyists are the ones who work behind the scenes. People don't know who they are. They don't understand that they're achieving those sorts of outcomes because that means that, you know, the less scrutiny, the more effective you can be.
That's not to say that power is always discreet.
Why?
Not a billboard.
Why?
Not a billboard.
Who said?
What?
Who said? You? Who the hell do you... Hang on, Louise, who do you think you are?
What about Alan Jones?
No, but he sent a courteous email to me.
Ray Hadley?
No.
Twiggy Forrest?
A quick response? No.
Gina Reinhart?
No.
Kerry Stokes?
No, but we were lining up a meeting with him.
Pharmacy Guild of Australia?
No luck there.
Australian Catholic Bishops?
No.
Archbishop of Sydney?
No, and they directed me to the Australian Catholic Bishops.
What about the National Catholic Education Commission?
No.
How many no's we get altogether?
26.
And how many yeses?
More than 40.
Well, I'm going to live with that.
Me too.
The election in May saw some things stay the same and some things change.
Look, tonight, Warringah has definitely voted for the future. Yeah! And you all show that when communities want change, they make it happen.
Yeah! We always took the approach was people power is more powerful. So it was actually with our volunteers and people spreading a positive message. If every person is proud of the message and the campaign, they will talk about it to at least 10 or 20 of their friends. And you spread the message so much more effectively that way than rubbish on a billboard.
People power isn't new, it's old, but it's having another outing and it's trying to do some pretty big things.
I'm utterly optimistic. I mean, the Uluru statement, The Voice at least, someone said the other day, you've got to compromise. And I'm like, well, you know, the voice of Parliament is a compromise. The time is now. Like, now is the time for Australians. If the politicians won't do it, it's time for us to get together and just go, look, this is the way we do it. This is the first step to get it done. It makes a lot of sense. And persuade the politicians to support it. I'm as optimistic as I was before the election. We can do this.
People power, the different states, the lobbyists. But we start with Canberra. That's episode 1 of Who Runs This Place, wherever you get your podcasts.